The hornswoggler swoggles another swashbuckler. I am sitting half hidden in the tall grass of our backyard in 1952 Tuscaloosa, swatting at flies, clawing at red bugs on bare legs, tying tight a red bandana to dam the rivulets of sweat pouring down my neck, daydreaming about swashbucklers and hornswogglers. I am quiet and vigilant, awaiting the appearance of Brother Ronnie. I have a plan. Hey! Ronnie grins as he trots over to my nest, short pants, no shirt or shoes, perfectly attired for this hot summer day. Being a younger brother, Ronnie is still willing to go along with just about anything his big brother comes up with. Okay, I say, let's play like we're Scaramouche, and we'll sword fight to the death. We've just seen the Stuart Granger movie and assume for the moment that we, too, can learn to conquer evil with trusty swords in hand, given the chance. You be the bad guy, and I'll be Scaramouche. I love saying the name, Scaramouche. Of course, Ronnie is almost always relegated to being the bad guy, or the sidekick, and for now, he doesn't complain. When we play Tarzan, he's Boy. When we play Lone Ranger, he's Tonto. If it's Roy Rogers, he's Gabby Hayes. If it's Captain Marvel, he's just Billy Batson. Today, we can't remember the name of the evil swordsman in Scaramouche, but that doesn't much matter. Ronnie knows he'll have the honor of being defeated by Big Brother. We find two semi-straight sticks of equal length and begin our idea of fierce swordsmanship, knowing that our all-seeing, all-knowing mother will know whether we've behaved. We are careful to knock sticks together without knocking heads or busting knuckles. We leap over the splintery handmade sawhorse, roll over a rusty oil drum, pole dance around the swing supports, wallow atop ant beds, all the while pretending to sword fight to the death. After a while, the heat gets to us, and we run to the kitchen for cold Pepsi and crumbly cookies. Down all the years, I can't help recalling all the wonderful fictitious sword fights I've witnessed on screen. In imagination, most vivid. But the one sword fight to which all subsequent sword fights are compared is locked into memory. Even back then, we kids of summer know that there is something special about the Scaramouche fight. It is long and fierce. Very long. Very fierce. And daring, too. Between them, the dueling Mel Ferrer and Stuart Granger destroy an entire stage set, slash props, mangle a piano, leap over balconies, swing from velvet ropes, and all this with no musical background. Decades later, I learned to appreciate how dramatically loud silence can be. This sword fight is so ferocious that accentuating music is not needed in the least. Nowadays, I get to check out my childhood impressions by reviewing that marvelous battle, and sure enough, it still holds me in thrall. I love many movie sword fights, including the one between Danny Kaye and Basil Rathbone in The Court Jester, and of course, the great conflict between Inigo Montoya and Wesley in The Princess Bride. In all these battles, the viewer is simply lost in the passion of the moment. We really believe these people are fighting for their lives, or at least their honor. But the best swordplay in all memory is the one between Ronnie and me. For at this one special moment, we really are Scaramouche and the Marquis de Mainz. We really are caught up in the most glorious of all battles, the one where imagination and hope win out over red bugs and itchy grass on a hot summer day in the long-ago, faraway land of pre-Buttercup, Tuscaloosa.